Hello and welcome to this video series on sociocultural theory in language, teaching, learning and assessment. In this video we'll compare and contrast dynamic assessment, which we introduced in the previous one, with a more traditional or usual way of thinking about assessment, which we call, for sake of convenience, static assessment here. And we will more specifically remind ourselves about the two kinds of development, two zones of development which we talked about, and then we'll discuss what dynamic assessment is, and we'll finish it up by comparing and contrasting that with more traditional kinds of assessment. So let's get right to it. And in a previous video we discussed these two kinds of development. First, the actual development is what emerges from learners' independent performance, right? It's about things which learners have already learned, or they can or cannot do when working independently. So it's about figuring out which learners' abilities have fully developed by the time of assessing them. But most importantly, it's only a part of the whole picture. And this is where the sociocultural theory reveals the sort of a drawback of these common kinds of assessment. It does not reveal the learner's abilities which are in the process of developing. And this is what the sociocultural theory predicts our teaching should target. Right? The information that we receive from the assessment that would target learners' abilities which are in the process of maturing will show us then where is the learner to move in their development and which of the emerging abilities are more or the most beneficial to tackle. So, and this information becomes available when assessment targets this zone of proximal development, which is, as we discussed in that previous video, about this range of abilities which become available when assistance from others is available. And so the trick is for assessment, or then to make these assessment activities into such zone of proximal development kind of activity. So, and this is in order to make sure how much help our learners need at the moment with particular struggles. And we need to sort of merge this emergent nature of interaction with learners with the activity of assessment. And the answer to this challenge is the meta-theory behind sociocultural theory, which we again talked about in the previous video, that is dialectics. And just to remind you very briefly, so dialectics or dialectical thinking is when we think about two separate phenomena or activities as forming a whole. And so to fully understand one in this sort of a whole, or this part of the whole, requires to take into account the other part of this whole. And this is also the case of the unity or dialectical unity of teaching and assessing, which is dynamic assessment. So here is a brief definition of that, but essentially during the activity of dynamic assessment, whenever a learner is struggling, the teacher intervenes. And the teacher then guides the learners to understanding what is wrong and how to resolve the challenge. And as we talked in the previous video, in this activity, teaching needs assessment because assessment creates this window into what or how the learner reacts to our guidance, and our guidance or the teaching or instructing learner creates new opportunities for the learner to react. So they become a sort of a two parts of the same activity. It's also important to remember that the teacher's goal during dynamic assessment is not for the learner to complete the task, right? If they do, that's great. But what's more important is the learner's development. And then equipping the learners with means to resolve similar challenges in the future is the main goal of dynamic assessment. So on the one hand, you figure out which abilities are in the process of maturing, right? On the other hand, you give your guidance to the learner such that they, well, are able to use these means that you make available to them in your guidance in the future. So essentially, we're talking about mediation here. We talked about that in a previous video, but I'll briefly remind you that mediation is something which is dialogical. So it emerges in the process of interacting with the learner, and it's also graduated, right? Because our goal is to also find out how close the learner is to the independent performing, right? So we always start, in our mediation. That's kind of the general idea, that we start with very kind of implicit guidance and gradually guide the learner more and more explicitly and give more and more information about the challenge until the learner either gets it or then not. So it's not, again, the main purpose of it. So, and this graduated nature is particularly important for the activity of dynamic assessment, because, well, assessment is in its name, right? So we need to assess the learners, right? How close the learner is to independent performance. Well, essentially what we're doing, we're assessing the learner's zone of proximal development. So by identifying those sort of flowers and buds of development, as we talked previously, dynamic assessment then yields insights into individual differences. Now, two learners who perform in the same way during more traditional assessment can perform very differently on dynamic assessment. Maybe one learner needs only a bit of a help from you, like you raise an eyebrow and they get it. Another learner would, like, you need a lot of effort with that learner. And that gives the teacher an idea how much of an effort they need with this particular learner, with that particular struggle, right? And but it's also about development, right? Remember, it's assessing and teaching, right? And teaching should be about developing our learners. So learners do develop in the activity of dynamic assessment. This is its second goal. So it's both about assessing and teaching. So let's compare now static and dynamic assessment. So more traditional assessment, if you will. So static assessment, or more traditional assessment, is again about this abilities which have already matured, right? These are kind of a fixed, the abilities they're seen as fixed. And usually in these kinds of assessment, you would think about this development as happening in stages. Remember, we talked about the two ways to think about development. And you could remind yourself about this by watching the previous video. We'll leave you a link here. And so the future performance then essentially this following stage, right? And dynamic assessment, it measures or assesses the abilities which are in the process of maturing. And these abilities are, in essence, perceived as modifiable, right? So future performance, in a way, emerges in the activity of dynamic assessment. You think about it, what the learner can do now with assistance, the learner will be able to do in the future without it. And for that, the assessor intervenes, right? In the traditional assessment, the learners work independently. In dynamic assessment, the assessor would intervene whenever the learner is struggling, right? So you can probably say that dynamic assessment starts where static assessment ends. Just to give you one example, this is from a dynamic assessment interaction with a learner of English who was mediated in their ability to form derived forms in English. And the interaction was in the learner's mother tongue, which is translated here into English. The parts which were originally in English are in bold. So the learner, L, is at the beginning of this, is asked about one of the sentences that this learner created incorrectly. So it was essentially a sentence with a gap, like a multiple choice with several options. So the length, something for it out of the word white of this river is amazing. So the assessor, instead of just correcting that, right, or saying like, okay, like minus points, they say that to the learner and watch the learner's reaction. So the learner's reaction is then, I think this by the analogy with the word length. And this gives the assessor an idea about what the learner knows. The learner cannot complete the sentence themselves. But what it provides the assessor or the mediator with is that, well, first of all, the learner is able to think analogically. And second of all, the learner has some implicit idea of derived forms or derivational suffixes by analogy of the word length, right? And so the assessor's reaction is then, yes, you guessed it correctly. And they then provide the learner with this sort of a meaning of the suffix that the learner needs to attach to the word white in order to complete the sentence. And then there is a pause. And then assessor says, which suffix do we have at the end? Length. And then the learner says, GH. And then they continue for a while, kind of for the assessor to guide the learner until they say length and provide an example sentence, right? So essentially what the mediator does or the assessor does here, they build on what the learner produced, right, by analogy of the word with the word length, and give an example sentence with that. She's got long hair. The length, and then they elicit this at the end of her hair is more than 1 meter long. Long hair, length. And that leads the learner to say, okay, that's the suffix. Right. And recognizing that the learner might have trouble with formulating that particular word, because with this suffix what happens is that the base changes. The mediator, the assessor next says, well, try to write this word. So they give the learner a means to by changing the modality. So there is a very long pause. The learner writes witheth with E there and says, like, I don't know how it's written. Right? Which sort of leads the mediator assessor to just give them correct answer. Right? All right, you guessed it correctly. It's by analogy with the word length. We decided that the suffix is th. And, well, you don't need this e there. Width. Right? And then the assessor finishes this up by saying how this suffix is used. So it's used as a rule in measurements, and the base changes a bit. And this ending of the whole exchange is also for a reason, is that to create this opportunity for the learner to transfer this knowledge to a different context, to a different situation, right? So the learner is not able to complete the task at the end of this interaction, but what we learn is that this learner knows something about this suffix, right? By a knowledge of with the word length, right? Can probably now recognize the suffix in future situations and will hopefully, due to this interaction, will remember that this suffix is used in measurements. Actually, there was a following dynamic assessment for this learner when the learner did use this suffix correctly in the word breadth and needed just a bit of a assistance from the assessor at that time. All right, so this is the end of this video. We talked about dynamic assessment, and we'll talk a bit more about it in the following videos. So here we discussed how static and dynamic assessment differ, and recalling the zone of proximal and zone of actual development, and talking about mediation. Thank you for watching.